Hey everybody, welcome to the meeting. We will call to order. I'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call, please.
Barbara DiGennaro.
Here.
Sarah Vidomsky.
Here.
Joseph DiMartino. Camille Kurtica.
Here.
Ronald Sill.
Here.
Jim DiMartino. Robert Heider.
Here.
Charles Sampson.
Present.
Mr. Mayor, we have six members present. Two are excused absence as they had death in the family.
Yes, absolutely.
So you do.
Just in case anybody didn't know that Jim and Joe's sister passed away, and we wish them all the best. All right, we're going to move on to additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I have one addition: to approve the monthly tax refunds. And we could put that on the agenda right where it belongs. That's 7-2-1.
Okay, sounds good.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, there's also a correction on 7-3-3. Parks and Recreation Commission, that should read expires August 31st, 2022, not August 31st, 2021.
It expires. What was it, Charlie? 2023 or 2022?
August 31st, 2022.
That's when it expires. All right.
Yeah, that the letter was correct. The notice in the agenda is just an error.
Yep. Episode 7.3.3. Okay. Any other deletions, corrections?
You need a second to both motions. One person can second both motions, please.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So do I have a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second.
Second, Charlie.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak?
Yes, I'd like to speak.
Who's this?
Sal Coppola, 940 Garden Road, Orange, Connecticut. I vote at 77 Atwater Avenue, Derby, Connecticut.
How you doing, Sal? Good seeing you.
I'm fine. Go there. Ahead. Thank you. I hand delivered a letter to Board of Alderman President Joe DiMartino yesterday. I'd like to know if it's for the record or if it will be.
Yeah, you're breaking up there, Sal.
I hand delivered a letter to Joe DiMartino yesterday, and I'd like to know if it will be part of the record.
Sal, I did speak to Joe, and because of him being at the wake tonight and everything, I know he will be moving it forward, but it probably won't be till next month, next meeting we have.
All right, I'm going to read a little bit of the letter, not in its entirety. It's to Mr. Joe DiMartino, President, Board of Aldermen. I'm writing to the Derby Board of Aldermen to express my support for our Derby Treasurer Walter Mayhew's recommendation of an independent review of the Derby financial records in the finance office. My express support for his recommendation is a direct result of a FOIA request I made to the Pomperog School District Region 15 for selected financial and administrative records. My FOIA request focused on records when Keith McLiverty was the Director of Finance and Operations Region 15. The documents, lack of documents, show numerous and substantive failures of required procedures and failures of accepted internal controls. For instance, Mr. McLiverty's contract provided for Region 15 to make a contribution to a tax sheltered annuity on his—
Mr. Mayor, I don't think that there's anything on our agenda in regards to Mr. McLiverty's performance at another region. I would ask that the public speaker stick to what is on the agenda. If he would like to move in approval of a finance director, I believe that that's fine. But I don't think that this public portion should deal with anything because there's nothing on the agenda in regards to Mr. McLivity's performance.
I agree with you, Charlie. Anything with regarding the agenda or something?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Anything regarding the agenda as opposed to what you were talking about?
No, but I'm sorry, but is there a rule or some kind of authority for limiting it to agenda items? And who has the authority?
Robert's rules.
Absolutely there is. You can only speak on items on the agenda unless given permission to speak outside of that.
All right. In that case, thank you.
Thank you, Sal. Any other button from the public like to speak?
Yes, I'm sorry. Anello Malerba from 41 Lakeview Terrace, obviously Heron Derby.
How you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. And I'll be very brief. As we all know, this previous election cycle saw the approval of many charter revision articles. One of those articles was that the mayor's position be full-time. And as of December 3rd, we all know these changes took effect. And I would just ask that this board would please take note and affirm that this administration is in fact honoring the residents' request that our mayor is serving as full time. And I would just respectfully ask that be done effective immediately.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? There are no last call. Hearing none, move on to number six.
Mr. Mayor, yes. We did receive a letter in this office yesterday from Samantha Bergen from 105 Sunset Drive regarding the salary of the mayor's position.
You want to read it into the record, but
I could read it but we'll incorporate it as part of it. I would like to submit to the alders my support for an annual salary of $90,000 to $100,000 plus commensurate benefits for the full-time mayor's position. Derby should offer a salary in line with other municipalities that enables the mayor to forego other sources of income. This will help us attract qualified candidates who can fully invest their time and energy in the oversight of our city. Setting up the mayor's position in this way sends a signal that Derby is willing to invest in its leadership, its growth, and its success. Thank you, Samantha Bergen, 105 Sunset Drive.
All right, thank you. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Once again, it's Anello, real quick, if I may, second. I also do agree with Samantha, so I would like to add that as well. I do think that it would be very beneficial as well to adjust the salary properly.
Okay, anybody else from the public? Anybody else? During the last call. Hearing none, we'll move on to number six, finance director interim. Any questions for the finance director?
Please mute yourself if you're not speaking, please.
Okay, hearing none. Number two, police department. Okay, fire marshal's office. Hearing none, 6.4, fire department. .5 OEM. Storms Ambulance Corps. Board of Ed. Public Works.
Evening, Mayor. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. Hearing none, Regional Water. Oh, I'm sorry, Regional Water Pollution Control Authority, WPCA.
Is that there? It's Barb.
Ed, you here?
Ed is here.
Ed is here.
Ed, I just had a question. Is the roof complete yet down at the actual, the plant building?
If the main building was complete a couple of years ago, if you're talking about the one we've been waiting on, then no.
Yeah, the one you've been waiting on.
No, ma'am, it has not begun yet.
Is there a holdup or what? I mean, I see it from the Riverwalk, so I was just wondering, was there a holdup?
There is.
What is the holdup?
There is a bit of a dilemma that we're working to try to get straightened out as to who's paying for it.
Isn't that something that Patty was working on before she passed away, Ed?
Yes, Mayor, she was. We are working with the attorneys to try to get it corrected.
What is it you said with our city attorney? So who's working on it? Do we know? Was Attorney Marino working on it, or is Attorney Marini working on it, or is
if I can jump in now, just introduce myself to the board. It's Dennis Coquino, some Vincent Marino's partner. I have been and will continue to be working with the board, and I'm looking forward to working with you all. I've met many of you, but those I have and I will. I need to touch base with Ed. I was looking through some of Attorney Marino's emails, and I saw that this was an issue, so this is good. So I'll touch base with Ed to get the background on this to see if I can't help figure out what the delay is and see if I can't shepherd to get this done.
Thank you.
Okay, Ed, so I will touch base with you as soon as possible to get a little background on it, if that's okay.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good.
Any other questions? Building department. Carl is here. Facilities inspectors. Parking division right now is going to fall under Carmen, and that's on the agenda tonight, so with the garage. But we've been working on that, trying to make heads and tails out of all the paperwork that was in there. If you got any questions for Barb or Barbara? If you got any questions for Carmen?
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the agenda item, Mayor. I think it's very important.
I think that'll be easier, Ron.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's see, parking division revolving loan fund also. It's going to fall into with Patty's position. Over to Chief of Staff. Any questions for Drew?
Andrew, it's Barb. With regard to number 14 in your report, regarding the payroll, discussing updated hardware, software. Are you still in discussions with them? And if so, is the contract going to be modified? Is there an additional cost, or what's the status of this item?
We are still in discussions with Paycor, our current payroll. And adding, potentially adding digital time clocks and the module which tracks people's time and PTO is going to represent an additional cost. We don't have exact numbers on that yet, so we'll likely be reporting to you in the next couple weeks tomorrow on that. So we're definitely something we have to do for multiple reasons.
I kind of missed what you said towards the end. There was going in and out, but so it's. But is it you're going to come back to us if there's a contract, obviously contract modification, additional cost, we need to see that.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Economic development.
I'm here.
Treasurer's report. Corporate counsel. Any questions? Got introduced to Dennis right now. John's here also. Parks and Rec, Dennis is here. Cultural Commission. I don't see anybody from there. Website report, tickets of the month.
Do we have a status on the website tickets?
Yes, sir.
I included you had asked, the board had asked last month about a list of dates. So I included a summary in here with the date and who they were signed to. So you have the individual tickets, but you also have the summary sheet in the first sheet.
Mark, one question on these website tickets. Under the 311 request description, and then there's another field for description. Are those automatically filled in and on the website you only do it once? Because it duplicates everything in there.
Yes.
Okay. In the report, I don't know if they could change the report. Maybe we just need description, or do we need both of those?
No, but it's like a default report.
Okay.
We're trying to see if that we could get to customize the report kind of to what we want. So it has actually who it was referred, kind of in the format that we want. It's a little easier said than done because of the limitations of the website software, but we're working on it with them and we're trying to get it to that so we can just have like one report so it prints the way you want it.
Sure.
So the one that says like potholes, this and that, Ed gets a copy of that, goes to his department.
Yes, so they're like on the back side, if somebody hits potholes, it goes to automatically to Ed. And in each category, if they pick that drop down, it goes to that department. So you could see where it goes. Most of them go to Public Works for the most part, or there's a blight one that goes to the blight department, and then obviously if there are issues that refer to the police department, those go there.
Mark, does it go directly to their email, or how does it get distributed to the department heads?
Yes, they get it automatically. As soon as the ticket is put in, they get the email.
Okay.
So it's like in real time. There's no like, we don't have to forward it. It automatically goes in.
Okay.
Yeah, so this page at the beginning is helpful to see where the tickets go to. Is it possible for the department heads to include a status as to these tickets, whether they're open, whether they're closed, and what the resolution was? And just include that in the department head reports so we can refer to it when we see these tickets?
If that's the pleasure of the board, I could send an email just to give everybody heads up for next month.
That's a nice idea, yeah.
It is a very good idea. I received, several months ago, we had the website ticket reports, and there was items on here that weren't resolved, and department heads said that they didn't receive any information. So if we could see it on a follow-up report, that'd be fantastic.
Okay, I think what I'll do is I'll go back a few months and see what's there this way here, it'll be a good chance to refresh to make sure that they saw it, and we'll double check the protocols on the backside of the website and then ask them to give an update in the monthly report.
Sounds good.
Very good.
Athletic Complex Building Committee.
No update, sir.
Fieldhouse Baseball.
No update at this time.
Infrastructure.
No update this time. We have a meeting next week, I believe.
Johnson Controls. Senior Center. Christine's on there, right?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Mayor.
How are they all making out down there?
I know they're
itching to come back.
Yeah, well, we have a couple of groups going on. So they're, you know, some of them are back. They're just anxious about the rollout of this vaccine right now. So we're inundated with calls about that right now. Try to get them straightened out, get on the website's very confusing for them. So
no, it's confusing for a lot of people. They're trying to.
Yeah. So
something different every time. So
yeah. Hopefully, and we had a call with the Valley, you know, Dave Morgan and all them today. So Griffin's trying to really help them with all that. So that will roll out some more, and we'll have some more information for them tomorrow and stuff.
And the health department too, Jessica over there. It's really,
yeah,
informative.
Everybody's been really good. So it's just a very complicated process. Yeah. So.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. 7 administration appointments, approval of minutes. 7.1.1, move to approve the minutes of the special meeting, August 19th, 2020. Do you have a motion?
Go move, Ron.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
Abstain? So carried. 7.1.2, move to approve the minutes of the special meeting, September 1st, 2020. Do you have a motion?
I'll make the motion with a correction on page 3 in the 1-2-3rd paragraph down, says Attorney Marion instead of Attorney Marino.
Okay. Do I have a second with that correction?
Second, Sarah.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Next 3 are tabled. They're not available. 7.1.6, approve the minutes of special meeting, January 6, 2021. No motion?
Don't move, Ron.
Second.
Second the motion, Camille.
Camille, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. 7.2. Refund of taxes. Ron, do you have the information on that one?
Make a motion for the refund of taxes in the amount of $15,371.80.
Second?
Second, Charlie.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. 7.3, appointments to the boards and commission. 7.3.1, fill vacancies. First Ward Alderman / Alderwoman. Move to fill vacancy of First Ward Alderman, Alderwoman.
Mr. Mayor, I move to fill the First Ward Alderman vacancy with Anita Degato.
Second the motion. Camille.
Okay. So is that all for the Democrats? All in favor?
Aye.
I don't believe it's supposed to be by way of motion. I think it's just a report in.
And you guys just picked it, right? Okay, yeah, I think that's probably what it is. Okay.
It can be sworn in now, or?
Absolutely.
Can be.
Okay, let's do it.
Mark, do you have the...
Sure.
Can you do that, please?
Definitely. Ms. Dugato, if you raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will faithfully execute, according to law, your duties as a member of the Board of Aldermen from the and Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen of the First Ward of the City of Derby to the best of abilities, so help you God?
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. All right.
Looking forward.
7.3.2, Hiring Committee, Permanent Finance Director. Move to approve appointment of Hiring Committee for a Permanent Finance Director. I have a motion.
Mr. Mayor, if you want me to read the names, proposed names, I'll be happy to do that for you.
Go ahead.
From the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, Barbara DeGennaro and Charles Sampson. From the Board of Apportionment and Taxation, Ray Bowers and Carlo Malerba Jr. Three at-large members, John Cifarelli, who is the Director of Finance Administration of the Town of Orange, James P. Finch, Jr., Director of Finance, Town of Brantford, and Anthony Genovese, Director of Finance in the Town of Woodbridge.
Okay. We have a motion to accept that.
Make a motion.
Second,
Charlie.
Sarah.
Who made the motion? Sorry.
Rob.
Rob did.
Sorry.
And Sarah's second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. So we can get that moving. Good.
And Mr. Mayor, your office has indicated that Pam Gagliardi will be the staff contact for that committee.
Okay. 7.3.3, Parks and Rec Commission. Move to approve appointment of Heather Boughton to the Parks and Recs Commission to fill a vacancy created by the resignation of Beverly Moran, effectively immediately, expiring on August 31st, 2022. Do I have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. So carried. All right. I'm glad she's aboard.
I believe Mr. DiMartino may have entered the meeting. I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe not. Okay. Sorry.
Let's see. Number eight, Blight Committee. 8.1. 8.1.1, add properties to the blight list. Move to add the following properties to the blight list, 195 Main Street. So a motion?
Don't move, Charlie Sampson.
No, second?
Second, Rob.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So carried. 8.1.2, remove properties from blight list. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. Can I just do the motion?
Yeah.
We're all seven? That'd be acceptable?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'll make a motion. We remove the following properties from the blight list: 41 Indian Ave, 344 Sentinel Hill Road, 109 Hawkins Street, 187 Hawkins Street, 19 Derby Ave, 226 Derby Ave, and 13 Talmadge Street.
All right, do I have a second?
Just change it to 14 instead of 41, Charlie.
First one, yeah.
Oh, 14 Indian Ave.
And I'll second that.
Clean my glasses.
Any more discussion on that? All in favor?
I have a question before we vote. And maybe Mark could give the information on this. The email from from Chief Coda back in November indicated 36 to 44 Lafayette Street. Was that already removed, or was that supposed to be on this list as well? Does anybody know?
No, it was already removed. It was removed at the previous meeting, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that was sold, too. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's possible, only because it was included in the packet, so I didn't know if it was missing.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, it was in his email, but I think he was out when they put that 36. I think he was on vacation or out, so that he was not aware of that when he sent the email.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So carried. 8.2, community relations, nothing. 8.3, ups and procedures, nothing. 9, new business. Update and operation status of parking garage and operations. Could turn that over to Carmen.
Yeah, since our dear friend Patty has left us, it leaves a big hole in our administration. Part of it was the parking garage, which she handled. The parking garage facility itself is what it is. We all know it's old, and unfortunately, we don't have the money to replace it at the moment. But the mechanics of the entrance is faulty. It's not working. 17 years old. I had the company that handles it, Mano McMahon, to come down and take a look at it. They said they don't even have parts for it anymore. So I told him to put together a package for us to see what you have for an automated system to come in and out of the garage. So he's going to do that, and he is also going to send us a packet this coming week. Also, Mayor, I would like to know if possible to continue Mr. Sill as the liaison from the Board of Aldermen to the parking garage, so we can communicate back and forth. So especially now that we're going to need some financial help to do this project up in front.
John, would you be willing?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Good. With that, we have coined that Keith's supposed to be at work tomorrow. We're going to discuss how we're going to handle the coin going to the bank, whether Dunbar or Brinks is going to pick it up and deposit it with the Bank of America. We have her checkbook. We found all the only thing we haven't found is all the contracts, what companies in town actually pay to park in the facility. We have the post office, we have PNCR, and that's about the only two that I found. We're still going to look. Pam's going to look onto her computer tomorrow, and we're trying to get this all done by early next week, because, quite frankly, we have to open the garage again. People are getting paid, and people were on sick leave, and now they're coming back. We got to open up the businesses again. So with that being said, I hope Ron can help me out a little bit, and we'll try to get this thing up and running.
And Carmen, with the deposits.
Go ahead, Mayor.
Sorry, Barbara. With the deposits, they've been deposited. We have documentation of the deposits and all that. Patty used to bring them to, Bank of America personally, but we want to switch it to Dunbar or whoever's picking up from
used to bring it to Ansonia, but the Bank of America in Ansonia has closed.
Right.
We're going to see if Dunbar can pick it up. Keith said he's going to talk to the person at the Bank of America to see if we can arrange that.
Right. I just want the alderman the reason behind Dunbar. So go ahead, Barbara. Sorry.
All right. If my memory serves me, a couple years ago, we had this conversation regarding the contracts. And I believe that there was some research done. And I want to say Attorney Teodosio at the time was corporation counsel, and the few were found. So I don't know if that's a help in where that could be in any filing system in City Hall. But I do recall we had that discussion, because we also had this discussion that there people were using the garage, or we thought had contracts, and they didn't have contracts anymore. So maybe that is a help. I don't recall the year, but obviously it was when Attorney Teodosio
was Corporation Counsel. And I don't think Attorney Welch or Judge Welch was involved in that. I specifically remember Franny being involved, but what happened, and maybe you guys, you know, that would be a help.
Well, she, when we started going through things, team came over and with their payment, and she actually, Patty, I mean, actually was emailing back and forth, and Drew can correct me if I'm wrong, but Tim that was over there had a partial list of everything. I mean, considering it was put on her desk and she did the best she could on top of everything else she was doing. But we are fine, and she was good at bookkeeping there, so we were able to find some things. There's a couple gaps that we're still looking for, but hopefully it'll all be corrected and be moving forward.
Mayor,
she may even have emailed communication with, you know, Cohen and Thomas, because I recall that being spoken about, their what they paid, how many people were using the garage. I mean, you know, you have the courthouse, the state of Connecticut. You have the post office at one point had a contract. Yep. You have 33 Roosevelt Drive who had a contract. And why do I think even Sterling Row, the 50 Olivia Street, had a contract? So, but you might find maybe some email communications on, because I remember that Cohen and Thomas specifically, that was discussed as well.
Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, Barb.
And just to close the loop on that, Mayor, we do have spreadsheets and we do have documentation of all that. I think this is a really good opportunity for us to kind of rebuild all that record keeping, and maybe whether it's re-up on contracts or just digitize the whole process. You know, a lot of it was very manual and was really kind of labor intensive. It doesn't have to be that way anymore in 2021. So this is an opportunity for us to kind of upgrade this, and we're looking forward to working with the vendor and coming back to you folks with a possible proposal for doing that. But we do have some pretty good records. Patty did keep very good records. It's just a matter of, again, kind of locating everything in its entirety. So
hey, the only thing I have right now, Carm, we do have somebody on site. I guess Danny Zero at the garage physically,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the only other complaint I got is about vacant cars sitting in there for a long time.
Me and Danny talked about that yesterday, and we're going to try to track down their EIN number, or the VIN number rather, and try to get the police department to help us out with that.
Very good.
So what is Danny doing now there? I mean, before he was like doing custodial, cleaning up, what is he actually doing there? Just having a presence there and doing the cleanup? What's he doing?
So far, I mean, I've been with Danny just this week. So far, he's still doing the cleaning of the garage because people are using the garage.
Right.
He's making sure the bathrooms, you know, he already came in and told us the ladies' bathroom, the toilets leak in. And so he's keeping an eye on things, you know. And plus the fact he goes, I go with him. I don't want him to go collecting coin by himself, because in today's day, no. You never know who's going to walk up behind you and hit you in the head or something. But so we've collected coins this week, and we have a couple of deposits that we want to make with Bank of America. And
he's also going through all the paperwork, the contracts that you were asking about. Right. So he's basically doing legwork, going through everything in there, trying to make sense out of it.
Okay.
And then with the meters, people are actually still using them. We don't discourage them. If you're going to put a quarter in, we'll take it. So, I mean, last week we got $40 as long as we keep getting it, you know. So, and then that's where we have to revamp this with Ron and everybody, and we'll figure out what we have to do if we're going to do enforcement or keep this up and running, or
right. What's
the next step for it. So, but I mean, it's, initially we were like, oh my god, what are we going to do? But Carmen jumped right in. I really appreciate him doing that with Danny, and so we're making sense of everything. Any other questions for Carmen on this?
Thanks, Carm.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, number 10, old business. Nothing. Executive session, nothing. Regular session, coming back, nothing. For the enjoyment, Anita, welcome. look forward to working with you and everybody else. Anybody else got anything? If not, Ron?
Motion to adjourn.
413.
743. Everybody stay safe.
Wow.
Nice and short. All right, everybody have a good night. Take care.
Stay good safe. Night, all.
Night, guys.
Good night.